Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to episode 34 of the T's and C's Apply podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tiger, and this episode is for everyone who wants to know the T's and C's of the 1990s Sneaky Snooze. That whole
it's what? Say that again. What?
1990 Sleepy Snooze. That's actually a bit of a tongue twister. I definitely messed it up the first time. Ignore the mistake. 1990 Sleepy Snooze. Did I say Sneepy again? Sleepy. Sleepy Snooze. I'm not editing this out. You're dealing with the mistake today.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. That caught me off guard.
We're learning.
Sleepy Snooze.
Shut up. Anyway, we're talking about sleep today.
Why are we talking about sleep today, Ty?
Well, first off, it makes up a third of everyone's life. So, I mean, I figure that's a good enough reason. But secondly, my lovely lady to the left here of me happens to have a very interesting sleeping routine at the moment. That's how I'm putting it out there.
Yeah.
You are statistically, one of the 66% of people who in some way experience the phenomenon we call sleep talking.
I'm a devil.
You're really bad at the moment.
Am I?
I don't know what. You might. Are you eating more cheese before bed or something? I don't know
I'm
what
not
the story
cheese
is.
At all. Oh, wait, now I had lasagna. No.
Yeah.
No.
So for everyone else.
Cheese is for nightmares, babe.
Maybe. I don't know. Look, whatever it is.
Here's my question. Have I only started like doing this now or was I always like this?
Okay.
Because I remember when I was younger, my brothers would tell me like that I would talk in my sleep.
Mm.
But like I haven't heard it since then. Although when I went away with a girls' weekend last year, I went away for a girls' weekend with two of my friends and they were telling me that I was talking in my sleep about Tyke.
For the people who are listening to Patreon, you can't see this, but the people watching the people watching the podcast, you can't see this, but the people I've messed that up. For the people who are listening to the podcast, you can't see. Oh, jeez, I'm so distracted by the fact that you talked about me in your sleep. I messed up my line. I was giving the old cheeky eyebrows to the camera
and made a mess
of it. But we're talking about sleep disorders, really.
Yeah.
A little bit of the random stuff. But yeah, the weird fact I had about that is that 66% of people experience
it's so common.
Sleep talking. I do it every so often as well.
I've never heard you sleep talk.
That's because you're probably having a conversation with me.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I'm probably talking back to you.
Yeah.
Which is very common, actually. I read that people, as in like spouses and stuff like that, that sleep together, they actually, like, obviously unconsciously, like they're not aware of it, that they're actually having conversations with each other in their sleep.
I would love to record us in our sleep just to know what we're talking about.
Is that not what the app is for?
Did you put the dishwasher on? It was half loaded. Washing machine.
That's what the app is for. You know that app that like records your sleep patterns and stuff like that? There's actually like a voice recorder in it that actually records if you're snoring or talking in your sleep or that. It's an app on your phone for that.
Based on the stuff that I've caught you doing, I really feel like we need to invest in this.
Yeah. I want to hear myself. I'm curious. Oh my god, there's a full ridiculous I sound in my sleep.
There's a full Patreon episode definitely there on us just like going, this is what Chelsea said on Tuesday. This is what Chelsea said on Wednesday. She says some weird stuff, right? So before we get into it, because you've got a load of like sleep stories, haven't you?
I do, yeah.
Right. So before we get into the sleep stories, I feel like it's only fair that we start off with your sleep stories.
Oh, God. Okay,
so a couple of things that have happened to Chelsea when she's asleep, right? I think early doors, when you moved down here first, I discovered this randomly, but it was the funniest thing. And I was like, I need to keep this to myself because it's too funny to share in case you stop. Well, not that you could stop yourself doing it, but you'll try to stop yourself doing it.
Oh.
So every so often, Chelsea will fall asleep before I do. She's like out like a light at like 10 o'clock. She's just goosed.
Once my head hits the pillow, I'm gone.
So when that happens and I'm wide awake, I'm like a night owl. So I'd be like, oh, I might like put on a bit of comedy, or I might put on like some sort of a TV show in the background or whatever. Just something that I can kind of watch and listen to while Chelsea's gone. Goosey, right? Every so often, if a character like says a question loud enough, you answer it.
What?
Yeah.
As in like, I'm obviously hearing. You are still hearing it.
And I'd love to know if you're dreaming about something similar to it.
What the fuck? It
is so funny. And I wet myself.
And have you got an example at all?
Okay, so
I'm so curious now.
I've got a couple. Do you want the house? Yeah. Do you want doctors or do you want FBI?
Oh, give me both.
Oh yeah, but which one do you want first?
Give me the FBI one first.
Okay, so the FBI one first. I was watching a series on Netflix. I can't remember what it was, but it's based on this like these FBI guys going to meet serial killers in prison to kind of discover their patterns of behavior so that they can basically like prevent future serial killers based on patterns that they all match with, that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
And anyway, I think there was one episode where it was like they were talking about that serial killers will go revisit the murder locations and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then
after they've committed the crime,
One of these serial killers had like killed someone in their home. And I think one of the detectives was like, has he come by the house yet? And said it loud enough. And you were like, no, he hasn't home yet. He's not home. I was like, what? He's not back.
Here's my question. Do you react or do you...
I giggle schoolgirl because like I try and hold it together because I'm like, if I'm quiet enough, you'll keep talking to that
person.
Because
if that was me, I would full on like play along with the sleep talkers. If someone's talking to me in their sleep, I would play along.
That's where the other stories come from. But anyway, yeah. So that was one where you're like, no, I'm not home. And then there was one where I was watching House, which is like about a doctor. I really enjoy it. And... what you call it, he's one of his character traits is that he always insults people. It's just what he does. And I think in one of the episodes he's like insulting his team and he just goes, are you a dumb dumb? And you're like, I'm not a dumb dumb. And back to sleep. I was like wetting myself. I'm like, hold it in.
Oh my god, but this shit needs to be recorded.
100%
did I not, or was I wrong in saying that, did I not tell you to fuck off?
Yeah, you've done that too as well. I forgot about that one. Clearly, like, forgetting like all those red flag moments.
I think
to be fair, that was also while I was watching some sort of a show, and you were like, "Fuck off, fuck
possibly."
Off. And I was like, "What?" And you're like, "Fuck off." It's like, ah, cheek at this one.
That's what I'm saying. So my question is like, when. Say it like that, like that was pretty much an insult, right? I was like, fuck off, right? When I say that, do you automatically know that I'm sleep talking? Or do you be like, did she just fucking tell me to fuck off?
Or is she just being a bitch in her
Yeah. Like, I'm curious, how do you react?
Like she is during the day. No, I'm joking.
I am delightful.
She is lovely. Maybe that's it. You're so lovely during the day that you just have to get all these, like, you know,
My inner thoughts,
stuff that you've been like repressing all day has to come out, you know, because you do have to live.
Although
with me.
I did read as well that, because obviously you were saying that like you kind of really noticed it since I moved down to Cork and stuff like that. So I did read as well that what can be a cause of sleep talking and sleepwalking is a dramatic change in your life.
Ah.
So that's why I'm like, when I read, I literally read that today, I was like, huh, maybe that's why I'm like starting to sleep talk more, is because I've had a massive change in my life where I've like moved my whole life down here. Now, obviously it's a good move, but maybe that's why. Like, maybe it's just, I don't know, my brain. I don't know, kind of like, you know, coming to change, trying to like gather myself. I don't know what it is, but maybe that's why. Because I haven't really heard you talk about me talking in my sleep since I moved out, before I moved down here. Like, do you know what I mean? So maybe that could be it. I'm curious.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I know, like, I've definitely done a bit of sleep talking over in the UK.
So there you go. There's another one.
Tell me as well.
Big change.
But yeah, I don't think, like, no, I'd say that you are passed out before me. So like, I could be talking away. I have no idea. You scared the hell out of me at the weekend though.
Why?
Oh my God. So this is the most dramatic thing that you've done in your sleep yet.
What did I do?
I genuinely was. So this is what inspired it. I was like, I need to talk about this topic at some stage.
Oh my God, what did I do?
So we went over to the UK on Thursday night because we had a wedding over there on the Saturday. A friend of mine who I used to work with was getting married, so we went over. And it was the Friday night.
Okay.
I think it was the Friday night anyway. We were gone to bed. We had had a hectic day anyway. And we were all wrecked. Everyone in the house, like, we all went to bed at like 10 o'clock, maybe even 9:30. We were that tired. And middle of the night, at like 1 or 2, I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. So I was like, and we'd, oh my God, when I tell you, we had walked the house Thursday night as well, going to the bathroom. We turned on the light and the fan went on for half an hour.
It
was like,
oh, funniest thing.
Another story for another day. But I was like, right, I need to go to the bathroom now without waking everyone. So I'm going to take my phone.
Bear in mind, there's the baby in this house. So we are trying to be extremely quiet.
Super quiet. Now, Chelsea's asleep on my arm.
Okay.
And I try to like do the whole slow.
Slide the arm out. Right.
And then what was it that you said that really, like, I thought you were being genuine for a second. I think you were like, don't you dare. Stop that. And like, it was dramatic. And I was like, huh?
Did I turn, like, was I looking at you?
No, not yet. So this is, bear with me, right?
Right, okay.
So you were like that. And then I stopped. And you're like, you're right, Chels. And then you're like, don't you dare. Stop that now. Stop that. I said stop that. And I was like, and then suddenly, boom, you just bolt upright. You're sitting. And then you're just dead silent, sitting up. And I'm like, secretly, I'm like, at least my hand's free now. But I'm like, what demon is possessing this young one? And I just put my hand on your back and I'm like, are you all right? And you're like, go away. And then you just lay back down and absolutely out of it, just gone. I was like, okay. So she was talking in her sleep. And I was like, I'll deal with this mess of a situation once I've emptied my bladder. So went off, came back, right? Came back a couple of minutes later. And I was like, right, I'm going to try and cuddle in, like, keep my arm away from that freak of nature for a moment. I'll cuddle around so that I've got, you know, I've got a free escape pattern.
Free escape.
You know, the demon eventually comes to claim my soul next. And anyway, I start cuddling in. And then you're just like, what did you say? You were like, how dare you do that? Or something like that. You got really like, I don't know what you were dreaming about. But you were like going off. And I was just there rubbing your shoulder like, it's okay. It's okay. Shh. It's fine. It's fine. But this is where it gets weird, right?
Jesus Christ.
This is where it gets weird.
I'm literally a pain in my cheek. Go on, listen.
What's really weird about this whole thing? You did the same last night.
Fuck off, did I?
Yeah.
No way.
Except everything bar the bolt upright.
I'm trying to think. Did I fall asleep? Oh, I did fall asleep.
You were asleep before me. So last night we were filling in visas. This one over here
is
looking.
We're going to America.
For another wedding.
Yeah, we're going to
America.
I
think this is the only time that we go on holidays, is just to see people get married off.
I know.
But yeah, so she was finished well early because she's only ever been to the UK and America.
So my visa got approved
straight away. Boom, job done.
I was happy out. So I was like, I'm going to sleep, motherfucker.
She was gone at like 11 o'clock, easy night. I had to go out. This
to be fair, I didn't plan on falling asleep. I literally just conked out beside you. I was
gone. I don't even know if you cleared your laptop up properly.
No.
Like, I'll just I'll get rid of that for you. But because I've traveled all over into dodgy countries, they were like, well, we need you to fill out a long security check form. So it's like, grand. So I was about 1 in the morning to my time I finished. Yeah, you were
out for, we started these at like 10:30.
Yeah.
Easily.
And like at different stages while I was filling it out, you had said one or two bits and I was giggling away. But it was when I'd gone to sleep, when I like started to cuddle in.
Yeah.
You were like, stop that now. Stop that. And I was like, huh? I was like, what is going on? And then, like, you'd say that. And then you just grab my hand and pull it around you anyway. I was like, what is going on? Who is she fighting in her dreams? I've no
idea.
I have a seriously bad
feeling towards whoever's in my head in that moment. Do you remember any dreams? Telling them to stop. I never
remember a dream.
I never remember a bad dream.
Interesting.
There's the odd time I might remember a good dream. I might have woke up and be like, oh, that was, you know, when you wake up and be like, oh, that was a really nice dream. But it's very, very seldom I remember a bad dream. What will happen though is I will wake up in the middle of the bad dream in a panic.
Like that.
And the worst time I hated it when it happened, obviously, when I lived on my own, it was the fucking scariest thing ever, because obviously I was living in a cabin on my own, and 9 times out of 10 of the bad dreams that I had were happening in the cabin.
Oh.
So it was like all these bad things that were happening to me or happening to someone in my home, stuff like that. And I'd wake up in a complete blind panic. And like, you know, when you wake up like abruptly, your eyes are very hazy and very dazed and stuff like that. So your eyes have to adjust to like the darkness or anything like that. So obviously when I wake up, it's just black, but I know I'm awake and I'm freaking out because I can't see. And then I'm like, oh, I actually think I'm blind. It's the fucking
jump to the worst
it's
conclusion.
The scariest thing. So if you ever actually, that's actually a good thing.
You
now.
Do quite a lot
so
of jumping in.
I
your
was just
going
to say, if you ever see me jump up abruptly, that's me. Because that happened to me so often when I was living on my own. But I jumped up like abruptly in the middle of my sleep. I'm waking up from a bad dream.
You normally do that when I'm moving or readjusting in some sort of way that you'll go like a big massive one. Do you ever notice when I'm falling asleep that I do little jitters?
So this is the thing as well. I've actually said this to you before. I always know when Tiger's falling asleep because once like he'll flinch, but also I can feel because obviously he'll put his arm around me regardless if it's around my back or whatever. His arm, the weight of his arm will just drop. So like, yeah, it's like dead weight then. Ah. So that's when I know you
that's
are
when you're like,
gone.
Oh no, I'm trapped.
No, but that's when I know you are gone. But you're, like when Ty is completely comatose, like you flinch. You're like, you're hot, you get jitters. It's actually so weird.
Apparently there's a whole evolutionary thing behind it.
Behind what? The jerking?
The little jerking.
What is that?
So the whole thing is that it's a disconnect from your brain and your body. Because the whole point of like when you go to sleep is that there's a part of your brain that shuts the access to your body off so that you sleep still.
Yeah.
Which is what's missing with sleepwalkers. So during this kind of stage where you're transferring from wakeness to sleepness.
Yeah.
Is that your brain and body is disconnecting each other a little bit more. And during that stage, that's when those jitters are happening. Because evolution wise, let's say you take back to our ancestors right back when you know we were monkeys, as people would say, the easiest way of doing it, and we would have had to like live in trees or whatever it would be. If you were falling asleep, you would fall asleep against the back of the tree and on a branch, so you're sitting back like that. If you fell off of the branch, you would fall to the ground and possibly die. So if you were asleep and you started to feel that little going movement, judge yourself back up again.
Okay, I get
and
what you're saying
what
there.
That's
but that,
what they believe it's linked to.
I was just going to say, that doesn't really make sense though with the jitter, because I know the feeling of when you're falling asleep and you feel like automatically you're like, you're falling, you jump kind of thing. But I feel like the jitters are different because it's not just, you could have one jitter, but then you could have 3 jitters at one time.
Yeah.
Your arm could go, your leg could go, and your finger could go at the whole time.
Listen, all I know is that's what I said. Like, I've woke myself up with jitters before. I've gone, like, oh, and woke up.
You jitter so bad.
I know.
You
especially if
really
I'm
bad.
Really, really tired.
But once you're asleep, it stops.
Oh, yeah.
But it's when Tig is in that process of, right, he's laid down, he's getting comfortable, and then it's like that few, maybe 20 minutes or so, but as he's falling asleep, it's just jitter, jitter, jitter the whole way, and then it's just gone.
Do you know what? I'd imagine you probably feel all of those jitters because that's probably during the stage where you're deciding that you want to change sleeping positions anyway.
So bad. These are bad habits.
This isn't like sleep talking or sleep walking.
And I'm only recently like that. I wasn't like that when we first met. I've only recently got like that, and I don't know why.
She does this thing where we'll go lying in bed, and she'll cuddle in onto me, and then like
I cuddle in on his chest.
I will literally be about to pass out. Right, I'm gone. Like the arms are going, the jitters are kicking in, and then she'll go, I'm not comfortable, I need to change position, spoon me. And like, oh my God, and then I have to change position.
But Ty has it in his head that I wait purposely for him to fall asleep. I don't, I genuinely tried, because my favorite way to fall asleep is when I'm like lying like on his chest. That's my favorite place to sleep. But there's so often now, I'm like, once I'm like in my head, I'm like, I need to sleep this way because this is the way I like to sleep. But because I'm telling myself, Chelsea, this is the way you like to sleep, my brain automatically is going, no, fuck you, you're going to go do the way now. That's my brain is fighting against me.
And the great irony is she's tried it the other way around as well. She's like, right, I'm going to start spooning.
I'm going to start spooning.
And then she
ends up
cuddling the other way afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just...
I don't know what it is. It's weird.
Anyway, before we move on, I do have a weird statistic for you.
Go on.
So, like I was saying earlier...
I got some fun stories.
Sleep talking, about 66%, two-thirds people, for anyone who's good with fractions, they all sleep talk. So a lot of people experience it. But sleepwalking is so much rarer. So there's about 3.6% of adults in the US sleepwalk. But in terms of world population, it's closer to like 7%.
That's mental.
Such a big difference. Man. I actually was surprised by that. I thought that there'd be less people who talked in their sleep and more people who walked.
Sleepwalking.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I thought it would be the higher walking.
Oh, but no, as in like, I'd have thought there'd have been about 50% of people who would talk and maybe 20% who walk. I'm just surprised it's so low.
Yeah.
Although then 1 in 5, you know, that I suppose it is a lot.
Have you ever seen anybody sleepwalking?
Yes.
It's fucking scary, man.
It's interesting.
It's creepy. Like I remember when I can't remember age I was, but Nathan, my cousin, he was probably 11 or 12 or something at the time. But we just had like sat down and watched a movie, and that was grand. They were gone up to bed. And I remember me and my aunt were sitting down. I think we were catching up on Emmerdale or something like that, right? So we sat down and watched a film with the two boys. Everybody's went to bed, and we were like sitting down, having a cup of tea or whatever like that, watching soaps. And next minute, you know, like a baby gate,
yeah,
on the stairs, and you could just hear the gate rattling. We were like, "What the fuck is that?" And it's getting louder and louder and louder. And I was like, "What the hell?" Sorry, it wasn't Nathan, it was Devin. someone was literally yanking this gate. I was like, "What the hell is that?" And I automatically assumed it was so loud. I thought it was the bottom gate because she had one in the bottom, one at the top, because right. Killian was a baby at the time. I was like, who the hell is in the hallway? Popped my head up. No one was there. And then she was like, Chelsea, I think it's the top of the stairs. And I just poked my head up. Devin's just staring down the stairs. rattling the gate. And I was like, Devin, no response.
What age would you have been?
Oh, Jesus. Devin would have been about 7 or 8, I'd say.
Oh, interesting. That's actually younger than most.
It freaked me out. He was so... The like normally when sleep like people are sleepwalking, their eyes are open. They're looking at you. They're looking at you, and you might think they're awake, but they're not awake. And he's there, and he's staring at me, like staring down. Now, bear in mind, it's pitch black upstairs, pitch black downstairs. All we have is a sitting room light on, and I'm looking at two eyes just staring at me, jerking the skate. And I was like, Devin, call him out 10 times, no response. And I was like, fellas, I think he's sleepwalking. I was like, I've never experienced this before. What do I do? And she was like, okay. Whatever you do, don't wake them. Don't shake them, or the worst thing you can do is wake up a sleepwalker. So she was like, just go and guide him back to bed. But that freaked me out more, because when I went upstairs, he was still just staring at me. So I'm there like, come on, Devin, it's okay. And he's just like
me now with the shoulder.
He's just like, I'm like, oh my God, this child is going to attack me. It was like the demon possessed his body. He was just staring at me with like a weird grin on his face. I was like, this is the weirdest thing ever. Put him back to bed, that was grand. Woke up the next morning, said it to him. Did not have any recollection of it whatsoever. Yeah,
and I don't.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
So, as you can see, I have my notebook because, you know, who needs phones, you know? So this story is called... it's actually just called My Wife.
My Wife.
You don't understand, right?
My Wife.
So... My wife woke me up in the middle of the night to find me slowly walking out of our bedroom. The wife says, are you okay? What are you doing? I say back, so he's sleepwalking. Me, there's somebody downstairs in the kitchen unrolling the tinfoil. The wife goes, okay, so what's your plan here? Me, well, I'm going down to stop them, obviously. The wife, shall we get a little bit more sleep first, then both of us go down together? Me, good plan. That way we have more energy to fight off the tinfoil thief. Turns out it was a piece of paper rustling around underneath the curtain.
And he was conked out.
He was conked out.
How well he heard that, though.
He heard that, but he was convinced of someone downstairs unrolling tinfoil in the kitchen. It was a plastic bag underneath the curtain in their bedroom.
God, I was going to say, here's the one, since we're in the middle of talking about it, like, middle of the night, if you heard a noise downstairs,
would you
be like, oh, I'll get up and I'll go down?
If it happened here, I'd be like, Tyke.
Tyke, we live in a 200-year-old haunted house.
I'd be like, slapping him, Tyke. And then I'd be like, kind of going, you go first, I'll go after you. But when I was living on my own, I heard noises, like, I'd get up, no problem. Because I'm like, I ain't got anybody else here to protect me, like. So I'm going to have, if I die,
Are you still alive?
Excuse me, I lasted very well on my own. Thank you very much.
You did well, but like, have you not watched any horror movies? Don't walk towards the strange noises.
What am I going to do? Sit in the bed and wait for it to come and get me?
Lock the door.
I couldn't close the door in the cabin.
True. Go on, next story. Hit
right,
me.
Next one. My boyfriend woke me up the other night by gently... Sorry. When I was like writing all these stories down, you want to see me, I was giggling away to myself. My boyfriend woke me up the other night by gently pushing his fingers in my mouth, and I kept moving my head, you know, dodging it out of the way.
Sexy.
Until eventually I was like, can you stop, please? He then woke up and sounded genuinely upset and asked why I woke him up for no reason. I said, dude, you were sticking your fingers in my mouth for no reason. Turns out he was having a dream about feeding a deer. And he thought she was the deer.
Oh my God.
I thought that one was that fucking really epic. And he's there, like, just literally shoving, like, his fingers in her, like, his mouth, but gently. That's the key word there, gently.
It's like when we were on the farm and you were putting your hand in the calf's mouth. Oh, my God.
This one's called Sharon. My ex-boyfriend sometimes talked in his sleep. Once I was still up reading a book and I hadn't noticed that he was already after falling asleep next to me. Suddenly, he burst out. Will you just give me the fucking yogurt already, Sharon? In a flawless British accent, and scares the absolute shit out of me. We're both German, by the way. And none of our first languages includes English. We also didn't even know a Sharon. And worst of all, he's lactose intolerant.
Okay, I've got questions. So they're German.
They're German, can't speak English.
But he spoke an English accent.
He spoke a perfect British accent.
He 100% is watching Coronation Street.
Or EastEnders or something.
Which one is EastEnders? Sharon!
Sharon!
That's got to be EastEnders actually, isn't it?
It can be both actually. It can be Emmerdale, Coronation Street or EastEnders. They're all English. Next one I have, and I feel like this is going to relate to Tyke. So,
ooh.
When I seen this story, I was like, I giggled so much myself because I was like, this is Tyke to the backbone. And he's going to agree with me as well. Oh. Once my boyfriend farted so loud, it woke me up, and then he proceeded to say, you got the wrong guy, chief. That is tight.
Oh,
to
God.
The
now I'm going to have to admit something that I didn't plan on admitting. It's not that bad, is it? So I have gotten a bit of a habit recently. I blame my older sister for this because she started the whole thing years back. But if there happens to be some flatulence occur...
Flatulence.
Whoever is in the vicinity, just blame it on them. But like,
he does it to me all the time, and it's not even. It's very obvious. It's very like Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, it might be like, I'll give a perfect example. So let's say we're sitting down, we're watching TV, and just like, Chelsea. Oh,
it's like he's nearly shocked that he's just farted, and he instantly blames the person next to him. And nine times out of ten, it's me or a sister.
It's either you or Michelle.
Yeah.
But do you know, Linda started that whole thing. Because it was like...
Well, Linda farted and blamed
Linda
it.
Farted. when we were kids, she used to fart and she'd be like, "Toik!" And I'm like, that was you. And I get so frustrated because I was young. And she was like, no, girls, don't fart. That has to be you. I was like, you liar. So that's where it all stemmed from. But yeah, now I'm just like, I'm having all the fun. Just
yeah, that story is definitely pointing fingers. Definitely.
Yeah.
This one's quite disturbing. All right, this one, I was
I like the disturbing
This one's
ones.
A little bit like, Jesus Christ. My aunt woke up having to, like, she saw, background story. This mother and daughter went to like a hotel room, right? Okay. They went away for a weekend. So I've just kind of broke it down a little bit. And this girl was talking about the aunt and the cousin. My aunt woke up having to pee one night and found my cousin sitting up in the bed with her arms folded across her abdomen,
right,
kind of rocking back and forth and giggling to herself.
Well, that is creepy.
Well, my aunt asked her what she was doing. My cousin said, "I'm holding a baby and it has an adult smile." What the fuck?
Okay, I
she
regret
continued
saying
to rock them. Back and forth. The mother just gently put her back down, but the arms never moved. How creepy is that?
Yeah, I regret saying that I like the disturbing ones because I'm like, oh, they're different.
That
they're
is
interesting.
So creepy.
That one is creepy.
That is creepy.
What would you do if I did that?
And the cousin was like 9 or 10.
Oh my God, that's even creepier.
She was a kid.
Yeah.
That was a disturbing one. I was like, Jesus.
I'm putting it out there. That is creepier coming from a kid than an adult.
Than an adult, 100%.
Like if you woke up saying, "I'm rocking the baby," I'd be like, "Oh God, she's still broody." Yeah. Oh my, like, oh,
yeah, exactly.
God.
You like, see a kid doing it though.
Kid doing it, you're like,
"This child is possessed." Yeah, this child is possessed.
Someone get Father Murphy and a pile of
holy water.
Okay, get
the
rope.
Power of Christ compels you.
This. Yeah, no.
No,
just,
I thought that was fucking weird.
Yeah.
This one's called Grocery Store. My wife started screaming one night that she was lost in our local grocery store and she couldn't find her way out. I asked her, "Have you tried checking out at the cash registers?" She then looked at me softly and said, "See, this is why I married you. You're so smart." And she rolled over and fell back to sleep.
Oh my God, that's a bit of you. That's a bit of you right
there. This is where I'm like, do you know, this is why I'm like, if I'm ever talking in my sleep, talk back to me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I do my best.
If I'm giving you shit in my sleep, give me shit back.
So the problem is, like, I call you out in your shit and then you don't respond to me. I'm like, you just started this. I'm fighting with a sleeping woman in bed, like a lunatic.
Boring. That's boring. I'm just so intrigued.
That night that you said the fuck you.
Yeah.
I was like, what did I do? And you said it again. I was like, that didn't clarify anything. And then you just went back to sleep. I was like, now I don't know whether to be upset or not. What did I do?
I wonder what would happen if you try to wake a sleep talker. So in other words, you can't wake a sleepwalker. Can you wake a sleep talker?
Yeah, but you're liable to get punched in the face depending on the dream.
Oh, it's funny you say that because I have a story coming up about that. Oh,
well, hit me with that one and I'm going to tell you about one of my
This one is too funny. Years ago, my wife was mumbling in her sleep and seemed a bit upset. I wanted to comfort her without waking her up too much. So I said, "Honey, it's okay. You're fine. Do you know where you are?" She snuggled into me and she said, I'm in a place where punch buggies are seen first. She then rolled over and muttered to herself, "Chugga, chugga, chugga, boogie." Back to sleep.
Oh my God. If you started, I 100%, if we were recording and started coming out with slogans, I'm like, I'm putting that on a t-shirt.
I wrote all these down, lads. When I tell you, I was writing these down today. I was laughing. If anyone saw me, I was by myself and I was just wetting myself with these stories because they're just so ridiculous.
Oh.
What's the one you were saying from?
Punching.
The punching one. Why did I punch you?
No, you were saying you had
a
punch.
Oh, sorry.
One.
I do have one.
Give me the punch one and then I'm going to tell you one of
this
my
one's
stories.
Very,
and then
I'm
going
to get to the punchline with this one. Wait. My grandfather, my grandfather was a hard sleeper. Sorry, let me start that again because I felt like I was going to sneeze there. My grandfather was a hard sleep talker. One day, my grandfather, while sleeping, said to my grandmother, "Do I punch this asshole?" The grandmother, "Yeah, punch him. Give him a good one." Then the grandfather, in his sleep, punched her square in the face.
Hold on. So wait, what? Rewind. So she knew that he talked in his sleep.
Yeah, she knew he talked in his sleep because so he was a really bad sleep talker, and he was like, should I punch this asshole? And she was like, yeah, punch him, give him a good one. And then he just cleans out straight in the face to her.
That's going
to
happen with us, isn't it? I'm going to be encouraging you, and then you're just going to act out on me.
Do you know what? I'm just going to put a disclaimer out there right now on this podcast for the whole world to hear. If I ever punch you in the face, just know it's in my sleep. It's in my sleep. And if it's in my sleep, you probably deserved it. Probably.
The perfect crime.
No, but seriously, if
tomorrow
I ever
hit it's
you, going to
come out
and
be like, she hit me. God damn it. And you'll be like, oh, I was asleep.
I was asleep,
it's in the podcast.
Man, what can I do? What can I do?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I have no control,
I'm
though.
On to you now. I'm on to you.
I have no control.
Yes, we're going to say. I'm like, no, surprising. Get punched 2-3 times in a row. Interesting. Well, I've got one or two stories. I've got a legit story and then I've got a funny story.
Go on.
Okay, so a legit story. A friend of mine who I went to college with, who will remain anonymous, but he will be sent this link in WhatsApp, so he'd be like, you told my story. he went home with an individual. He actually went back to her place. Mm-hmm. And they were canoodling and all that.
As you do.
And I think this is a very common thing that happens to a lot of lads. Because he did, he might not have clarified if he was drunk at the time or if it was sleepwalking, but I'm almost certain it was sleepwalking, but he had been on the beer.
Right.
So possible for both.
Could have been, yeah.
Who knows? He's at her place, in bed with her grand, whatever, gets up in the middle of the night, straight to a wardrobe, pees in the wardrobe, comes back to bed.
So he was obviously... In his head, the wardrobe was the bathroom.
Yeah, because obviously where he was living, that's where it was.
Oh,
and like instinctively getting up in the middle of the night, get up. Like, what would you do if you woke up in the middle of the night and some guy that you had just pulled was just there peeing in your wardrobe?
I'd knock him out. Or kick him in the wardrobe.
Hold on, I thought you said you'd only punch people if you were asleep.
I could have been sleepwalking.
Convenient. Two people sleepwalking.
Could have been sleepwalking. You never know. You will never know.
Oh, brilliant. Right. I've got an old joke for you.
Okay.
Right. Brendan Grace. Classic. Classic this one. Right. So a husband and wife are laying in bed. Right. They're both asleep. But the wife wakes up to hear the husband and he's going, oh, he's absolutely going, Sharon. We're picking Sharon now because it's in my head. And he's he's going off on one. And anyway, the next day, the wife pulls him on it. She was like, you were having a great time in bed last night, were you? Huh? Who's Sharon? Who is Sharon? And he goes, oh that's just that's a horse that's running at the weekend. I won on her before. It's running again. I'm excited, you know. She'll win again. So anyway, a couple of days later, anyway, they're both lying in bed, and again, you go on, Sharon girl, absolutely going off at it. And next morning, she hits him, and this time, and wake up, you sad. What are you waking me up for? And he goes, who is Sharon? And he's like, I told you already, it's a horse. It's a horse that I bet on. Anyway, Saturday comes and goes. He comes back from work and all of his stuff is outside. And he's like, what is going on? And the door's like, he tries to put the key in. The key doesn't go into the lock. Everything. He just can't get in. And he's knocking and he's banging. And he's like, let me in. Like, and she opens up a top window and he goes, why have you locked me out? And he goes, while you were at work, your horse rang.
Oh my God.
Classic.
Oh, caught by the ball.
100%. Do you reckon that's actually happened in real life though? That
easy,
like,
yeah.
Someone's been talking about someone else in their sleep and you're just like, who's that name?
Mm.
Why are you talking about Pizza Hut delivery guy?
But actually, that would make it, like, that would get you thinking though. Like, if you were, like, say if you constantly heard me saying someone's name over and over, you'd be like, who is this guy?
Well, now that you mention it, Chelsea, there is another reason I wanted to talk about this podcast.
I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, you lot thought we were joking when we said we're going to get jerseys made. Boom. Check these bad boys out.
Boom.
Look at them. They're so colourful.
They're class.
They're like a 90s throwback.
They are 90s vibes. These are giving me Saved by the Bell vibes.
Yeah, all made courtesy of D Armour Sportswear. If you want to go check out their products, you can do that. Their website is linked down below. And you can go and ask them for your own kit if you want to get something made. But if you want to see us wearing these in action, you can check out our YouTube video where we take part in Midland's Fittest Families.
Superstars.
Okay, we're not really superstars though. But you can still check it out.
You can still check it out though.
Anyway, go back to the video. Boom.
Let's go.
Right, we have to move off of the dreams, mostly because I just said something that definitely can't go on a podcast about something that has happened in Chelsea's dreams before.
Shut up, so, man. Just move on. Like, why are you still mentioning it? Christ on a mic.
Give me your Love Island update. Hit me with it.
I'm intrigued. Fucking
hell. What's happened this week? I say that as if I haven't like watched a lot of it. I've got a. I feel like I'm confessing this every week because I never intentionally want to watch it.
No way. I might as well just give it a full clean sweep. Lads, he's fully invested
in
Love
Island. It's not
that
I'm fully invested.
You are? Why are you lying?
Every time that like you have to watch it, like. This week, for example, we were gone from Thursday.
To be fair, this week was an exception because we were away at the weekend. I didn't get to see it for like 4 days solid. So when we were on the drive home from Dublin to Cork, which is a 3-hour drive, I was like, I'm going to sit and watch Love Island.
Up. And I'm like, fair enough, because you need to get updated for the podcast.
For the podcast, like.
So I'm like, fair enough. So I do
so
have
that is an exception.
A lot more.
But every other time where me and Michelle are sitting down watching it, you don't have to watch it.
But do you know what? It means that if I've watched it, I can give more hot takes.
Very true.
But I want to get your update so you can
fill
us in.
I'm going to try and keep this because I don't want to bore people because I know there's a few people that listen to podcasts that aren't the biggest fan of Love Island. Lads, don't worry. There's only 2 weeks left, all right? So don't get your knickers in a twist. So we're going to go day by day. So from Thursday last week, up to now, right? So recoupling happened. All the OGs are back together. When I say OGs, if you were listening to the podcast from day one of the Love Island, you will understand when I say the OGs. I'm not going to go into it. Gemma and Luca, they dropped the album.
Mm-hmm.
They both said, I love you. Ugh. Tasha and Andrew are now boyfriend and girlfriend. Ugh. That was the most cringiest.
They also dropped the album, didn't they?
They also dropped the album. I know. When I say, ugh, look, they're happy, whatever. Like,
do you think people look at us that way as well? They go, oh God, they're so happy. Ugh.
Probably. And do you know what? I don't care. Suck on it.
Anyway, keep going.
Josh and Coco they're gone.
Good.
Sayonara, see you later.
Told you, she was playing the game.
Tasha ended up in the bottom three again for like the fucking fourth time. Which, look, I get it. Like, it's not nice being put in the bottom three. She got very upset. Everybody was kind of like, why are you crying? And like, there was this whole saga thing on social media where people were like, giving out that she was crying all the time. But then people were like, she's obviously just a sensitive person. And look, you know what? That's fine. That's completely fine. Whereas I kind of understood as well what other people were saying in the villa where they were kind of like, look, I understand that you're upset that you were in the bottom three. But at the end of the day, this is Love Island. You come in here to find love. You found love. You got Andrew. Who cares if you're in the bottom three? Whereas she's obviously one of these people that care way too much about what public people think. Whereas I'm like, you don't care. Like, if that was me and I went in there and found you, I wouldn't give a shit if I was in the bottom two. Like, do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, I came in Love Island to find someone. I have them now.
You found someone.
You know what I mean? Kind of thing. Moving on to Friday night. My favorite part of Love Island. Movie night. Oh my God. This is where shit goes
the
down.
Drama.
This is where they play all of the clips from Casa Amor. So obviously when they were separated, they obviously didn't know who, like what the girls were up to, and the girls didn't know what the boys were up to. So movie night is where they play a quiz. So it's boys against girls, and they play a quiz, and it's basically if you get an answer right, you get to pick from a list of topics that are there. Not topics, but like a list of movies.
A video for each person.
Of the other gender. Times out, I guess not. There's not always a video for each person because like look at Paige, there was no dirt on Paige. So they couldn't pay anything for Paige. There was no shit on Danica. Do you know what I mean? So they'll only play the stuff that you're like, we're going to get you caught. They're the only shit that they'll play. So if you got the answer right, you got to pick. So they showed the clip of George and Ekin-Su. Now again, everybody, there's so many stories kind of going, she didn't do anything. But then everyone's like, but they had a fundle under the covers, right?
The only person who can answer that
is George
right
and Ekin-Su.
Yeah, and George is out. I'm intrigued. Has anyone heard from George?
No one's heard from George. So Davide calls her out, calls her a liar, said that she's fake. And then he was like, I want to FaceTime George and find out the truth. Davide Davide's clips were shown, and it shows him lipsing with Coco and Molly, mm-hmm. which I'm kind of like, dude, no offense, but you can't get like
upset about
you can't get upset with Ek and Sue for doing the fondle under the blankets when you were sleeping in the bed with Molly every night and you were lipsing Coco and Molly. Dude, like a bit of a hypocrite there. That's all I'm going to say. They show Gemma and Luca's clips. So the shows Luca kind of like hyping up all the boys. There was all this kind of thing.
To
like
go off and do the dirt basically.
They were kind of like, yeah, like they were like, oh, which I mean, when you look back and look at it, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, you've got a point when you're saying this. Like Luca's very much the lad to be like hyping up all the lads. Like when I was in Castle Moore, it was like, you need to go and do this and follow your heart and blah, 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 blah. And everyone was like, but it looks like Luca's only doing that, so he comes out squeaky clean. But then I'm kind of also like, look, I'm not Luca's biggest fan, right? I'm going to put that out there. Luca's been acting awful shady lately, mm-hmm. and he's been very disrespectful to Tasha. I'll get onto that. But at the end of the day, the lads were their own person. So regardless of how much hype that, you know, Luca was throwing at them and how much he was like, oh, go for it. The lads, like, there wasn't a gun held to their head. They didn't have to go and do what they did. So I'm like, like, I mean, whatever. I'd kind of move on from that. Like, I wouldn't really worry too much about that. I'm like, dude, if you're going to hype them up, hype them up. Sunday night shows Dammy's clips with Summer. So if you were watching the final, you'll see Dammy was like very much like dead set on Summer from the minute she walked in the villa. He denies having any feelings towards Summer, completely gaslights Summer in front of India and calls her fake, tells her to shut up, all that sort of stuff. Because basically India had a chat with Summer. Summer basically was like, Dammy made me feel like that, you know, we were going to be basically boyfriend and girlfriend, mm-hmm. life on the outside, blah, blah, blah. So India obviously pulled that up to Dammy. Dammy called over Summer, basically was like, can you tell India this isn't how it is? And Summer was like, no, that is how it is. Like, why would I lie about that?
Yeah,
like,
all that sort of stuff. There's no benefit.
So Dammy was caught out. And instead of just owning up to it, he was just gaslighting Summer in front of India, which was completely uncalled for. Luca goes off at Gemma for the whole Billy situation. So again, when they showed Gemma's clips, it was kind of made it out to look like Gemma was flirting with Billy, which I genuinely don't think she was flirting with Billy. She was like, when Billy first came in, because this is what annoys me, they didn't show the clip of where her and Billy actually had a conversation in Casa Amor and the villa, where she was kind of like, she basically told him, I'm closed off to Luca. Like, she was very dead set from day one, no, I'm not interested in getting to know anybody. But yet they only show the two bits that might look a little bit dodgy, which they actually weren't. She wasn't cuddling up to him, she wasn't doing anything like that. He was flirting with her, yes, and she admitted that, yes, Billy was flirting with me, but I was not reciprocating that flirt. Mm. So I'm kind of like, people are going to flirt. People are going to try and make moves, but I'm kind of like, it's your response that matters. Like, that's the way it is. Whereas, like, Luca was very much like, you're making me out to look like a mug. You're making me out to look like I'm fucking crazy and all this sort of shit. Monday night, so they had a game at the fire pit. This is where Luca and Dammy are getting a whole lot of this is where they start getting all the hate that they're getting, and rightly so, because look, like I said, I know Tasha's been very hit and miss lately with the whole way she treated Andrew and all her whining and stuff like that. A lot of people just don't like her lately, but regardless of what Tasha's been doing, she does not deserve the treatment that she's been getting from the boys lately. I think it's really disrespectful. I think they shouldn't be, they're basically bullying her on national TV. Okay, I understand that there's going to be, like I said, she's been whinging about being in the bottom three and stuff like that. And I'm very much like, girl, you're on national television. This shit's going to happen. You know how Love Island works. If you don't like it, you should have went on the show. I'm the first person to say that. But it's what the boys are saying to her.
Mm.
That's what's wrong. Not like, I understand their games and they have to pick somebody. Fine, pick her. Do what you have to do. But do you have to say what you say afterwards? Like, no one's telling you need to say these words afterwards. Anyway, so you had to pass the card around. So basically, you had to put a card up against your lips. You had to kind of like suck the card in and pass it along the line. And if I pass it to you and you dropped it, you have to do whatever it says on the card, basically. Dammy and Luca went in for the kill. Dammy chose Ek and Sue to be the shadiest. So it's like, kiss the person you think is the shadiest. Kiss the person you think is the fakest. All that kind of shit. Luca chose Tasha to be one who was only in a couple with her partner to stay in the villa. Billy says Gemma is the most attractive woman in the villa, even though he's coupled up with Danica. So this is where Billy starts getting fucking, we don't like you. Then we have another challenge called Snog, Marry or Pie. So Tasha pied Luca, India pied Dami, which I'm like, good girl yourself. Paige married Dami, whereas everyone was kind of like, why would you marry Dami? She's very much like, Dami's my best friend. I wouldn't trust Dami as far as I could draw him. Ekansu snogged Adam. Paige didn't like that. Deji and Danica is, you know, Deji and Nika, like, Deji's kind of like starting to make moves to Danica. And you know what I'm here for? Because one thing I will say about Deji is, yes, he's very quiet. You don't really see too much of him, but he's been making moves towards Danica in a very respectful way, but he's also making her aware, girl, I can see what you're worth. I can see the graft you've put in with people. I can see the way you're getting treated. And he is now noticing the way that he's, that Billy's treating Danica. And Billy basically shut down Danica, even though he coupled up with her and was like flirting with her and all the sort of shit and like doing bits in bed. Number one, at the morning after doing bits in bed, he like
told everybody,
didn't talk to her about or nothing like that, didn't respect her at all, and just went behind her back and told everybody what happened. And then like obviously like Deji being like around when all this is going on, when Billy like said it to Danica, oh, I just want to be like, I just don't feel like romantic connection towards you, like there's a sexual chemistry there, blah blah blah, and you're attractive, but there's just never going to be a romantic connection kind of thing. Like, and Danica kind of like sat there and said nothing, whereas everyone was like, fucking stand up for yourself, girl. He was being really disrespectful, call him out, and the fact that he went behind her back and spoke to all the lads and stuff like that, or what he did. And then Billy's kind of like confused, like, why is everyone getting mad? Why am I being made out to be a bit of a mug? I don't like it, blah blah blah. And Deji was like, well, you are, like, you're being a bit of a prick, like. And he was like, what do you mean? And Deji was like, well, you could have just been straight up with the girl. It just looks like you coupled up with her for convenience, and like now you're saying that you don't have anything for her. Well, why would you couple up with her in the first place, kind of thing? Like, so I like the fact that Deji really like stuck up for Danica there, and he showed the fact he had so much respect for her. And even in the snog marry pie game, he married Danica and he was like, you know, I can see your worth, you deserve way better than what you've been given in here and stuff like that. And that's what I liked about it as well, because that was giving a dig at the other lads in there that kind of pied her off. Do you know what I mean? So I really like that. Andrew is still pissed with the boys about the way that they've been embarrassing Tasha and stuff like that in the games. Which again, look, I mean, I'm not being funny. If that was me, I'm sure you'd be annoyed if like lads were constantly embarrassing me for the sake of their own humor. The boys really went in on the girls, mostly Tasha. She was, like I said, she was aware that it was a game, but it was like the things they were saying, like, I picked Tasha because she's the fakest. And Lucas said, I picked Tasha because I have not forgotten what you did to Andrew. Billy is completely ignoring Danica now. And then we have last night. To round it up, we have last night. And the drama, drama, drama of last night. So last night, there was a VIP party. We had Joel Corey as DJ. Everything was happy-go-lucky. Do you notice something about last night's episode, actually, by the way? So you know when they're like playing the music in the background?
Yeah, yeah.
And it shows them all, you know, woo, dancing, having a great time.
Cool.
Right? But then it kind of like, the music kind of fades a little bit. And you hear the real music in the background. It's so low. And you can hear them all singing. You're like, if you're having a party, you kind of want the music to be a little bit
louder
higher
than the singing. Yeah,
yeah, so it just sounded a little
it
bit...
It just shows that how set up it is for TV, though, isn't it?
How massively set up. But last night at the VIP party, basically, you just see them all having a jolly good time. But it cuts to Danica and Ekansu in India, or Gemma, having a chat. They're talking about the whole Billy situation. And, you know, Danica's made a very clear kind of thing. Like, she's annoyed. She's really upset. And rightly so, she's upset. Like, it's the first time that she's, like, got really upset over a guy. Because, like, she's been taking all these pies with her fucking...
Five
pies. She's taken it, like, really well. She's been really, you know, she's holding herself well kind of thing. Whereas the whole Billy situation, I can understand, it really affected her because of the fact that she genuinely thought there was something there with Billy. So Ekansu and Gemma were being like proper hype girls. They were like proper like, girl, you need to go and like basically shut him down, tell him this is not how I'm going to be like treated. I deserve way better than this. And Danica's like, yeah, no, you're right. No, so kind of like it hyped her up. It was the hype that she needed. It was the encouragement that she needed. She went over, and when I tell you, that girl went in on Billy. Oh my God, she did not hold back.
Taking no prisoners.
She was dead right though. She was 100% dead right. He was just full on like stop cursing. Why are you raising your voice at me? Blah, blah, blah. And to be fair, she wasn't raising her voice at the start. But the more shy he was talking, the more obviously like frustrated she was getting. But I'm like kind of thing like, she sat there, she said what she needed to say. She stood up and she walked off. And I'm like, you know what? That is attitude right there. That's exactly what she needed to do in the first place. But unfortunately, she didn't. It's like she went in a shell a little bit. But last night, Danica came fucking fighting back. And then lastly, it came to a public vote. So everyone was voting for their favourite girl and favourite boy. And we have Dami, which I'm hoping to God to send that lad home because he's pissing me right off. We have Dami and Billy in the bottom two. And we have Danica and Summer in the bottom two. So tonight we will find out who is going home. I'm obviously going to predict because I know I'm going to be right. It's going to be down to the Love Islanders fellows. Vote of who goes home, and I guarantee they're going to send home Billy and they're going to send home Summer.
Yep. Right, Joe, my hot takes.
Go.
I'll try and be as quick as possible. Would you like the boys
I
first?
I would like to just give myself a pat on the back for that because I spoke very fast to try and round it up as fast as I could.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Right. What would you prefer? Girls or boys first?
Go girls.
Okay, girls first. Okay. Right, hot take. Right, and I want to bear in mind, I really, really like this girl. First, I think she actually is a brilliant contestant, right? I'm going to talk about Danica really quickly. I think that the reason she's gone through so many lads with it, right? Because you can kind of hear with some of the comments that are being made about how loud she is and all that stuff. I think on first appearance, she appears really loud, really confident in who she is as a person. But I actually think when you look at like some of her, like her behaviors when stuff has happened between her and lads, and then like the interviews one on one, she actually has really low confidence.
Yeah.
So it's almost, I won't say it's a facade. It's more like she's putting up this barrier and putting up this pretense that she is actually super confident and has all this like courage, like, you know, throw herself at lad first and be like, yeah, look, you know, I'm available. What, you know, what are you going to do something about it? And which, for a lot of guys out there, can be intimidating, but for, I suppose, the lads that are in there, they probably like that quite a lot at the start, but then realize quickly that they might not have anything there and then drop her like that. And that is so heartbreaking to go through. Mm-hmm. And like, it, like Billy is the worst example of this. I've kind of got to address Billy with this because otherwise it doesn't make sense. But in my opinion, Billy is purely there for shithousery.
Easy,
he's just there to stir, cause drama, yep, because he loves it. He is out and out Jack the Lad, you know. He has no interest, no matter who he's going to pair up with. It's not going to be a relationship out in the real world. No. He's there.
I wouldn't mind. I actually quite liked Billy at the very start.
No.
When he first never came in.
He never did it for me from day dot, even when he was with Tash and Cassie Moore. Always felt like that he was there to try and cause a bit of tension. Just, he
or
wanted,
just wiggle his way into,
yeah,
the villa.
Yeah, he wanted to wiggle his way into the villa. Mm. Like, I just, do you know what, I hate saying this, it was his shoes. His shoes were the first sign. He wears all these weird coloured shoes and I was like, only lads,
as Lucas said, who wears cocky, he's wearing red trainers.
He's wearing red trainers, he's wearing orange trainers, he's wearing green, like all these random colours because he thinks he's it. Like,
yeah, he thinks he's Jack.
And he has absolutely no interest in settling down. No. He's there to cause chaos. Mm. Another reason I know that is that when that whole thing happened between Luca and Gemma, and then Billy's playing off being like, I wouldn't have flirted with her unless I had some inkling. Something,
which I think is pure bullshit, worst, because she was giving him nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And like, let's call a spade a spade. A fella could be out at a bar and starts flirting with you.
Mm.
And you're like, I've no interest. But he might be going, oh, she's just playing hard to get.
Yeah.
That's what Billy's thinking himself. And then 2 seconds later, and like inside in the interview thing that they do, he's like, I came in here, I was like, I'm going to flirt with anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
Like, so you're saying it yourself, you're going to flirt with anyone regardless of how their feelings is. Yeah. He just loves calling causing drama, which at the end of the day, if he had been man enough, and this is how you know that he just doesn't give a crap. If he had just said to Luca, look, I was misreading the situation, I was flirting, she wasn't giving anything back.
I then, know I haven't a chance now, kind of thing. I'll
well, not
off,
even
whatever.
That, like, not even if
he
said,
just owned it from day dot, yeah, it would have been such a chaotic thing. And like the fact that Luca automatically just like believed Billy when he said
that's
it, and I was
really
like,
annoying.
Jesus Christ! Like that girl can't not show you any nothing more than what she has. That she is solely into you. Like the girl has told you she fucking loved you. Like what more do you want?
Yeah, but based off that anyway, going back to the original person. Like, poor Danica, like, she is just getting boshed around the place.
I just feel really bad for
you. And, like, you know she's putting up that front of, I want to be this confident girl. I want to be this one that,
don't
like...
Don't we all do that, though? Like, I'm not being funny.
And that's why I really feel for her.
I can sit here and be like, I'm this most confident girl in the world. I can easily say that. But, like, there's days, like, there's days where I'm like feeling on top of the world and I'm feeling like my best self and I love how I look and how I feel. But then there's days where I just feel downright shit. Mm. Let's be honest. I don't like how I look. I don't like what I see in the mirror. It's everybody's like that, like, man, yeah, and woman. Everybody is like that. One day you feel on top of the world and you can take on anything, and the next day you hate what you see. So like, don't believe what you see.
Anyway, I really hope that if Deji does kind of go in there, yeah, I think
he's, I like to think he's going into this with good intentions.
Yeah, he's a little bit more reserved than the other lads that she's been with so far. Like, yeah, he's taking his time. He's looking from a distance. He's going, listen, if we're going this way, then you know we're going to do this right, because he doesn't want to hurt her feelings. And they could technically become a bit of a wild card at the end.
You never know
if they actually do couple up properly.
I have a spanner in the works for you.
That's not going to happen, is it?
I have a spanner in the works for you tonight.
I don't want to hear it if it's tonight. We're going off what I know anyway. So you're going to have to hold on to it till next week. Moving on very quickly. Natasha, my opinion, is only there playing the game.
Because, still think that? Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
But she did the whole really over
dramatic.
I'm going to ask Andrew thing, because I think she wants to try and win the public back. And then immediately when she found out that she was in the bottom three, it was this whole dramatic thing.
Yeah.
And like, Luca is wrong in how he kind of addressed things.
He's wrong in how he addressed it, but he was also right when he's saying,
you've dropped the L word that night.
Yeah. You've made him your boyfriend.
You've made him your boyfriend as well. This is the happiest thing. Even if you got voted out, like, you know, Andrew is going to leave if she leaves. Mm-hmm. Yep. He has no interest in staying.
Do you think she would leave if he was voted out?
No, I think she would try and stay on to win, because I think that's what her end game is. And I hate saying that because, like, again, it's casting judgments. This is why I secretly hate this show, is I feel like I'm judging people I don't know in real life. But
this is what Love Island, everybody judges people wrong at the start.
I just feel like that her, like, she is upset that she is not winning this. She would think that she was coming in there, met someone, and that because she's met someone and she's done this whole big romantic gesture, that the public would love her again. Mm. And they don't, because they didn't forget what you did in Casa Amor.
Yeah. You know?
So that is my opinions on the girl side of things. I'm delighted for Paige. I think her and Adam are actually wild cards. You know what? As well.
They're actually a cute couple, to be fair.
They could end up sneaking this one. Mm. Over to the
a
boys.
A lot of people haven't forgotten what Adam did, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that it's all from the previous seasons. But I don't know why he was like in the previous seasons. He seems really mature in this one.
He does, in fairness. He does look like he's changed. But then I'm like, you know, looks can be deceiving. I don't know.
I don't know.
Still, I'm still iffy about Adam. But I do like Adam and Paige together.
I think they're a good match. And like, yeah, I like the fact that when all that drama was kicking off, they were like, let's just go over there. Obviously, adore Davide and Ekin-Su. I just think they're hilarious.
Yeah. Do you think they'll last on the outside? Honestly. Because I'm kind of like, I really want them to win, right? I love Ekin-Su and Davide together, but I'm like, realistically, would they last on the outside?
I don't know.
Yeah, see,
that's the thing.
There's just something there about Davide and Ekin-Su. I'm like, I don't see them lasting on the outside, but also I can see them getting married and having little cherubs.
Just the things.
Like, do you know what I mean? It's really hard to see. It's only like Luca and Gemma, they're not going to last. Like all of those.
Oh, really?
No.
I think when they come out, these are the last who I'm going to dress after all this. Luca and Dami definitely deserve some attention for what they've been saying and how they've been behaving.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I think the games are a difficult one, because I think it does force them to have to call people fake and call whatever. They definitely go overboard with stuff. But at the same time, if you look at the spectrum of the girls that are there, if you were to pick who you think is the fakest one out of the lot, it probably would be Tasha.
Yeah.
And let's call a spade as well here. The way that the production of Love Island is done, it is done to make things look dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
And like, a lot of it will be down to how things are edited. Mm. I mean, we could edit this podcast in a million different ways and make it look like we had a fight in this one, or fell in love in this one, or that, you know, whatever it might be. You know, that's just how editing works.
Yeah, no, you've got a point there, yeah.
So, like, they don't put the dramatic music over for no reason. They're doing it because they want to create attention. They want to make you feel something different to what the reality is.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of the production has to do with how stuff comes across. But at the same time, like, the problem is, right, Tash got pied by how many lads? Five or six in that?
Easy, most of them, yeah.
And I know Luca and Dami definitely were the worst in terms of what they said. But at the same time, if five out of six people are calling you fake,
yeah,
then you kind of have to look at that as a statistic as well. But the lads definitely, well, how they're approaching it, not right. The bigger issue for me is just how toxic they are in terms of their approach to women.
Yeah.
Like you said, Dami gaslighting Summer, his behaviour, just all that kind of stuff. He is gone probably a little bit too far. He's not going to win this
show
now.
That's the thing. They're just taking their actions too far of how they're approaching the women in there. It's genuinely not nice to look at. You're kind of going, wow, how are they still in there? How are they being kept in? Do you know what I mean? Like,
the other side of it as well is Luca's video where he's bigging up the lads, whatever. Again, I'm not trying to defend the guy, but I'm like you said, he probably tried to do that because he was like, well, I'm happy with what I'm doing, but like, you know, let the lads go off, whatever. The big issue I have with Luca is his behavior towards Gemma.
Yeah.
I
find that very
toxic.
It
is too clingy, too overprotective, too...
That's why I'm like, they're not going to last on the outside, because what's going to happen, they're going to come out and everyone's going to be like, Gemma, you need to get away from this dude.
Yeah,
we've all been noticing. Like, her family straight away, like, do you know what I mean? If that was one of us in there, our family straight away would be like,
oh, pulling
you have no idea the shit that I've been seeing, whatever. Or like after Love Island, they go back and watch it. They do things where they go back and see unseen bits kind of thing. Like, and I'm just like, her family are seeing all of this.
The other side of that as well is like, what happens when they go back out in public and she is at an event or she's out mixing with celebrities and there's going to be a picture of her with a fella?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, it's not like we're in a villa anymore. So it's not like I can see what you did afterwards or all this stuff.
Mm.
Like, that's the problem, is that really is the sign of the toxic behavior that isn't right.
Yeah.
You know, you can, to a degree, you can defend him calling out Tasha for being fake. To a degree, you can defend him telling the lads, look, if you want to go off and follow your heart and shift whoever, go shift whoever or whatever. Fair enough. But just like when you see how he is towards the person that he's apparently in love with, you're a bit like, man, like that's not healthy.
Yeah, it's not.
That's the problem.
That's those not healthy for him or her.
Yeah, those are my hot takes anyway.
And that is your weekly Love Island update. Back to you in studio. Right, okay, are we ready for our
That's a bop or a stop? We're talking about sleep this week, so everything's got to be linked to either dreams or sleep.
Okay, got it.
Okay, got it. Oh, Jesus, you were quick with that one. Okay, right.
Boom!
I still haven't thought of mine. So while I'm thinking of mine, why don't you tell us about the stats from last week?
5 minutes later.
Right, so do you want the stats from last week, Tig?
Last I checked with it, I was winning it. So has it changed or have I won? Am I back on top?
Let me finish. So last week, my song was Heat Waves by Glass Animals.
Yeah.
Right? So I had 68% on that one. And your song was Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. And you came out on top at 76.
Yes.
You scraped it, all right?
Oh, I love
it. So don't get cocky. You scraped it.
Okay.
Scraped it.
Well, look, what can I say? It's nice to be back in winning ways.
Right, well, considering I've gone first for the past 2 weeks now, it's your turn to go first this
week. Okay, you ready for this one?
Go.
This one could be popular, and I like this because it's an old song that got reused in a TikTok.
Okay.
It's Fleetwood Mac, Dreams.
Oh, that's a good tune.
Yeah, it's a bop. That guy that's skateboarding down the road drinking Oasis.
To be fair, I will give you that one. That's a good show.
That is a bop.
Yeah.
Go on, what's your one?
Mine is an oldie as well.
Ooh,
I don't know if a lot of people are
double oldie in a week.
I don't know if a lot of people are going to remember it, but it was an absolute tune back in the day.
Right.
My song is Sweet Dreams, My LAX by Rachel Stevens.
Oh, I thought you were going in a different way with that one.
You thought I was going to go Sweet Dreams
Sweet
by Beyonce.
Sweet Dreams are made of these.
No.
I thought you were going to go with that one if you're going oldie. What's this one sound like so? Oh, it was. And that was immediate as well. You were like straight in with this song. Oh, Okay, fair enough. That's a bop.
That is a bop.
You didn't even like hesitate as well. Normally when we're doing this, Chelsea takes like 20 minutes flustering going, you left it so last minute to tell me to top her.
Because he never gives me, because like Tig, I let Tig like choose the genre of what the top as and the theme of the music's going to be. But he always waits until like we're mid recording and go, by the way, this week's theme is. I'm like, why can't you tell me this at the start of the episode so I have my song ready to go?
The thing is, you would swear that it's an advantage to me. I don't even think of any songs either till
the reason why that song came into my head. The reason why that song came into my head is me and Tig were driving. I think it was the last time we were driving, either we were coming home from Cork or we were coming home from Offaly. But we were in the car and we were like listening to like all these old summer tunes and stuff like that. And that song came on. And it's just been stuck in my head ever since. So the second you were like, this is all about sweet dreams and sleep, and I'm just like, yep, Rachel Stevens, sweet dreams.
That exact same trip as well was one where I made the alternative cheese lyrics for sweet dreams.
There you go.
Yeah, which is really weird. I'm not going to put it out in this podcast. No way. You could probably, maybe we'll do it in the Patreon. We'll see.
But for you to hear that, you're going to have to go over and sign up to our Patreon, lads.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're all playing at, so get your ass over there and sign up.
Yeah.
Pronto.
Yeah, exactly. There's loads of episodes there. There's like 33, 34 as well. So like one-to-one nearly at this stage.
Yeah.
So go enjoy those.
They're very personal.
If you haven't already signed up to YouTube, please sign up for that as well. We have got so much footage coming out very, very soon. We just need to find the time to edit it.
I was just going
to
say, we say this every week that
every
we have
week.
Like,
I've got
we have
four
the
weeks
house,
of
the
footage.
Renovation footage coming out soon. But I promise you, it is coming soon. It's just, things have just been very chaotic lately.
It's been busy.
Life has just been busy, busy, busy. And we just haven't had time to like sit down and do proper editing. So bear with us. The content, we have been recording flat out. Tig's been down at the house every single day with the camera in hand. He's recording every single process of the renovations. So the content of that is coming. Just bear with us.
Yeah.
But we want to hear about your sleepwalking,
weird sleep stuff. Yeah.
Sleep talking stories. Let us know. Send them in to us. We want to hear. But until then, that is it from us this week. Have an amazing weekend and we will chat to you all next week.
That's it. Take it easy. Go on. Good luck.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.